the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Parents are often bombarded with advertisements and well-meaning advice about the best way to teach their child to read. But Dr. Julie Masterson, a professor of communication sciences and disorders at Missouri State University, said it is actually a very natural process. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Masterson is the author of the book, Beyond Baby Talk.
I think the most important thing for parents to keep in mind is that communication is this natural desire that we are born with, that we seek. And so the best language development is going to come through natural, fun interactions between the parents and their child. So learning that and appreciating that, I think, facilitates the parents being able to just relax and enjoy interacting with their child. That's the number one most important thing that parents can do.
According to Masterson, parents should know approximately when their child should reach certain milestones, but not be concerned if their child is a little behind another one.
The well-meaning relative might comment that some other child that she knows was doing some other language thing much earlier. And there is quite a range of variability from one child to another, but it all is within a given range. And so if parents can understand somewhere around a year old or so, children should be speaking at least in one word utterances. And then somewhere around two, they are combining and speaking in short sentences. Then somewhere around three, their sentences are getting more complex and they're beginning to string sentences together. And that's the point where kids also are at the developmental step of being able to appreciate letters in their environment and being read to even more so and watching their parents write. So these kinds of natural interactions with both speaking as well as written language are important. Now, what we see happening sometime is there will be commercials that encourage parents to do things to make these developmental milestones happen earlier. So you may see some advertisement of a program that's supposed to have your child reading by the time she's 10 or months old or something. And we know that spoken language is just then emerging. Written language is a more advanced function. So you may be able to train your baby just to mimic or to call a word in response to a flashcard. But that's not reading. That in the long run is not going to facilitate real reading. And in essence, it could take away some really good interaction time between a parent and a child.
Masterson said many of the games or software that are marketed as helping children learn to read and write at an early age could actually be counterproductive.
Another thing we might see is encouraging parents to purchase either books or computer games or standalone games that use an approach that my research partner and I call drill and kill. So have your child doing her multiplication tables by the time she's 2.5 in this wonderful way. She's going to want to play with this game so much. And what it is, it's some sort of computer game where she sits and some sort of math facts are presented and she's supposed to guess what the answer is and then she gets some sort of reinforcement. Well, again, that drill and kill is not facilitating the appreciation of the actual numeracy concepts that underlie those. So it may result in a short-term behavior or performance skill, but over the long run, it's not going to result in the kinds of skills that parents are really interested in. So the bottom line is having a good understanding of what to expect when and an appreciation for how that develops, naturally, arms parents with some ammunition for when they feel pressured by someone who's saying another child's doing something early or an ad that pressures them. If you really want your child to succeed in school, you should buy all these products.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.